1888.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 888-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Let's go right to the phone lines. Jared, who's up first?
Okay, first up this hour, we have Alice on the line calling about string beans.
Alice, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have string beans that I raised on a trellis. They're pole beans, green beans.
Yeah.
And the trellis is only about 6.5 feet tall, and the beans go way, way up over that, but then they flop over and get all tangled up in a big mess on the top. And I wondered if it's okay to cut off the tops.
Well, what I would do, Alice, is force the new growth down and then have it come back up again. If you can do that, then now the thing that you need to think about, Alice, is if the weather's starting to get cold, and what you can do is watch the weather. And if the weatherman is calling for a frost, if you've got an old blanket or a tarp that you can drape over it at supper time, that will usually protect it for a few more days so that the beans that are little have a chance to grow. And when I lived in Massachusetts for a while, I remember one year we planted some tomatoes up against the house on the south side. And what I would do is I would take a tarp, staple it to the side of the house, and drape it over the tomatoes. In one year, we had a really nice fall. But one year, I was picking tomatoes until Thanksgiving because they were sheltered. And at night, when they call for frost, I would tarp them over, and it really did help. And you can do the same thing. So just watch the weather, and if they're calling for a frost, put a blanket over it. A sheet really isn't thick enough. It's got to have something with a little bit of density. So a plastic tarp, a blanket, and then when you get up in the morning, have your coffee, you know, get dressed, go outside, pull it off of it, and it will do fine. And you can extend the season another 2 weeks or more following that little process. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Janet on the line, who's calling with a question about moles.
Janet, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Paul, I happened to be listening to the station that happened to cut out last Sunday when you were talking about moles. We have cottage up here in Wells, and when we opened it, we're closing now, and we had to open up in the spring. We had tunnels in the soil. It was an absolute mess on the ground. And from what I understand, it was mold. And you said on the program last Sunday, you started to say before the news that there is something you can do in the wintertime to protect so that in the spring it doesn't happen again?
Yeah. What you do, I live in Kennebunk, so right down the street from you.
Right.
And where I have some big pine trees that create shade, I had tunnels like you can't believe. And as the snow melted, it would expose all of these mounds of soil and tunnels in the grass. And then in my front, in the front of the house where the perennials are, where I've got some mulch, the same thing happens. So what you want to do is this. If you can treat those areas now.
Okay, with?
Before the moles have a chance to re-inhabit those tunnels. Now, next Sunday, at 7:30, I have a man who's coming on. And it's going to explain you the life cycle of the moles and how they live. And what he's going to tell you is moles have a tunnel right along the surface of the soil that they live at year round. They create more damage if we have an early snowstorm and the ground doesn't freeze. If you have a fall and early winter, where it gets cold and the ground freezes, then you don't have as much of a mole problem. Think about last year. We had a snowstorm here in where in southern Maine. We had a snowstorm right after Thanksgiving. The ground hadn't froze yet, which was perfect. So the moles were hidden by the 4 or 5 inches of snow we had. They made all of their tunnels, and as they dug their tunnels, they would push the soil up into the snow, and nobody even knew they were there. And they fed on worms and on grubs. So what you need to do is to prevent this from happening is you need to apply the product now. Now, the active ingredients in mole, it's not a killer. It's a mole preventer. Is castor oil, and you can buy it as a liquid or you can buy it as a granular product. And you don't have to treat the whole yard. You start, moles and will live in areas where you have a lot of trees or you have a field. So if your next door neighbor has a buffer between his house and your house and there's a lot of trees or there's a field with tall grasses, they live in there during the summertime because they can hide. When winter gets here, they move into your yard looking for food, and they tunnel. So what they're recommending is that you treat from the border of the trees or the tall grasses into your lawn about 25 to 30 feet like a picture frame. You don't have to treat the whole yard, just the border. About 25 to 30 feet, and the active ingredients are castor oil. And you apply it, you water it in. When they start to tunnel, they get the castor oil on their fur. They don't like it because it's sticky. And when they clean themselves, they get the castor oil into their belly. Castor oil is a laxative. It gives them the runs. They don't like having the runs, and they stay out of there. But if you tune in next Sunday around 7:30, we're going to tell you how they live and where their secondary holes are and their feeding cycles and things like that. But if go to your local garden center and you can get mole scram and you can put it down with your regular fertilizer spreader. You can buy liquids. There are many companies, but all of them use castor oil, and it works wonderful. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Peter on the line. Peter is calling about his geraniums.
Peter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning to you, Paul. I do have a couple of questions. And,
sure.
Yeah, the first one is about geraniums. You know, we have some really nice geraniums. They're big, and they turn out to be beautiful this year after the slow start. And they haven't been hit by frost yet, but I heard that a tough frost is coming in tonight. And
right.
We were thinking about bringing them in and trying to, you know, trying to overwinter them, I guess, and get them going again next year. And I didn't know the best way to do that. I didn't know if maybe we should, you know, bring them in, soil and all, and then just trim them back and let them start growing again, or should we take them right out of the soil and stick them in a bag or something? And, you know, well, I was wondering about the approach to that. And the other question, we have an arborvitae and a Rosa Sharon, and I'd say they're about 8 or 9 feet tall. Each of them is 8 or 9 feet tall. We were wondering if now is a good time or is it a better time in the spring to move them,
Okay.
Those are my two questions today.
Okay, as far as moving, the arborvitae could be moved. Rosa Sharon, definitely not. Do not touch that Rosa Sharon until the spring. Now, you've got a nice-looking arborvitae. It is the middle of October. It's never been root pruned. See, an arborvitae that you would buy at the nursery, in the nursery where they grew the plant, the roots were cut every single year so that you have a fibrous root system that looks like a spider web. Yours have not been pruned, so that you've got some pretty thick roots. And on the ends of the thick roots are all this spider web type system of roots. If you were to dig yours and locate it, and we have a winter that has a lot of open ground without a lot of snow cover, a lot of wind and sunshine, you could have some dieback. So I would definitely wait on the arborvitae and the Rosa Sharon until March, early April. As soon as you see the frost is out of the ground, get out there and move it. And on the Rosa Sharon, the bigger the root ball you can get, the better. When we come back from the break, I will tell you about geraniums. It's easy, it's fun, and you can do it a couple of ways.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots, and Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots, and fall is when lawns build their roots, so fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit scotts.com.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots, and Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots, and fall is when lawns build their roots, so fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit Scott's.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Call that number, talk with Jared. He'll get you set up, and we'll try and help you with your garden. We're talking with Peter, and one of his questions was on geraniums. What do you do? I mean, if you look at the forecast, I don't care where you live, the front is coming out of Canada, and it's headed down into the States. So whether you live in Minnesota, you live in New York or New England, is headed this way, and it's going to be cold. We were 31 degrees at my home in Kennebunk this morning, and it's going to get colder, and I'm looking on the weather bug in a long-range forecast for Kennebunk, Maine, Thursday night, Friday, and Friday night. They're talking a 50 to 70% chance of snow, a four-letter word, my wife says. So if you have some beautiful plants like geraniums, the best thing for you to do is to dig the plant right now, put it in a good-sized pot. You know, you don't want to take a plant that's 18 inches in diameter and 18 inches tall and put it in a 6-inch pot. It should go into an 8 or a 10-inch pot. Give it some room to grow. So dig it up, give it a good drink of water, and then bring it in the house and put it in a south-facing window. The more sunshine, the better, okay? And if you put it in a north window where it gets good light, it's going to grow, but you may not have any flowers the whole winter. Now, if it's really, really big, then cut it back some. And you can cut it back as much as 50%. But if your plant is in full bloom and you got a lot of flowers, then hold off on cutting it back until some of those branches begin to stop flowering. Now, you're going to have some yellow leaves. You're going to have some leaf drop on it because you are cutting the root system from your yard to put it in this container. So that's going to be normal. After you've repotted it, mix up a liquid food. Whatever you have, Miracle-Gro, Neptune's Harvest. Give them a good drink along with that watering of the liquid fertilizer, and that will help to minimize the transplanting shock. But put it near a nice south-facing window. Now, the second thing that you can do is, if you live in an older home, when we grew up, we lived in Auburn, Maine, which is central Maine, and the foundation of the house was made of stone. It wasn't a poured concrete. It was made of stone. And that basement had more moisture in it. It would breathe better because it wasn't as tight as a concrete poured foundation. And growing up, I remember my mother going out a day like today, digging the geraniums, shaking all the soil that she could off the roots, and then in the basement, on the rafters, the ceiling rafters, she would pound in a nail and tie a piece of string to the stem of the tomato near the root ball and hang them from the rafters. But the cellar was damp, and it was not tight like your conventional concrete poured, and the geraniums would just hang there. They'd dry out, but the stems would retain water. And they survived the winter. In the spring, she cut it back in half, repotted it, and they come right back to life. I mean, they didn't all, but a great majority of them would survive just dangling their roots in a damp cellar, and they did beautiful. But the furnaces today are more efficient. Your concrete is more efficient, and some of your basements get warmer than this particular basement did. So if you have an older home, try digging them up, shaking the soil, hanging them from the rafters, or you could dig them up and just put them on the floor in your basement and don't water them. If you want to enjoy them, put them on a windowsill. Either way. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Lorraine on the line calling about a mandevilla.
Lorraine, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, thank you, Paul. I have two questions. Actually, I just have a quick one. You gave directions on the musty cellar. Do we leave the windows open or closed when we spray?
When you spray, you want the bulkhead open. You want the windows open. Okay. And then get a couple of fans down there so that when you get done spraying, you can circulate the air, and you leave everything open until everything is totally dry.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes. And no. Not if you use Scott's GrubX, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. GrubX kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of GrubX is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's GrubX is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere, in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Lorraine about her basement, and one of the things that works really well, and it's not listed on the package. Many years ago, my wife had allergies, and she still does, to mold and mildew, and she was getting shots. And her doctor said, I want you to try this. It's something that we've been told works really well. We want you to try it. And we did. And my wife doesn't get shots anymore. And we do it spring and fall. And this is a good time to do it right now before it gets really cold. If you have a basement and it's got a musty smell to it, open up all of your basement windows. The little windows are about a foot high and maybe 2 feet wide. They slide open. But open up the windows. Open up the bulkhead, which is the door that goes from outside into your basement. if you don't have a basement, then, you know, this doesn't mean anything to you. But if you've got a cellar or a basement, open up the bulkhead, open up all the windows, choose a day where it's not going to rain, and get a fungicide called Captan. C-A-P-T-A-N. Captan. It's a powder. And it's the oldest fungicide that we have. You're going to put 5 teaspoons to a gallon of water in a pump can. You can buy a little pump can for about $20 at the garden center. You put a gallon of water, your 5 tablespoons of Captan, shake it up really well to dissolve it. And I always use warm water. That way it dissolves the powder a lot easier. Get a paper mask to put on your nose and mouth, and you spray a fine film on the walls and on the floor in your basement. You don't have to move everything, but spray in the corners because there's less air movement in the corners, near your washer and dryer. If you've got a water meter, near the water meter, because there's moisture from sweating during the humid part of the summer. And you put a fine mist on everything, starting at the furthest point walking towards the door to go outside. Now, what I do is I put 2 fans in my basement. One that's blowing from right to left, and the other one is blowing left to right, and that circulates the air in the basement, helping it to dry quicker. So spray, turn on the fans, and get out of the basement. It takes about an hour and a half to dry, and you're going to see that the basement is going to smell better, and it's going to help you to breathe a lot better also. And you get that smell will slowly disappear. But it's Captan, C-A-P-T-A-N. A lot of the garden centers carry it. Agways and feed and grain stores, they all carry it. 5 teaspoons to a gallon of water and a light mist on every place. Okay? Jared, who's next?
Actually, we still have Lorraine on the line. She had one more question she wanted to get out to about the mandeville.
Sure. Okay, Lorraine, what was your second question?
I want to bring my mandevilla in, and I want to know how to take care of it for the winter.
Okay. Mandevilla is a tropical plant like a hibiscus. We had a woman to call earlier and she was talking about passion vine. Mandevilla has to be brought in before the frost hits, because if you leave it outside, you get hit by a frost, it's gone. It's a plant that lives in Florida, has a great old time down there, and with the weather, it lives forever just about. So bring your potted mandevilla in, put it in a south-facing window. The more sunshine, the better. And if it's in a south-facing window where it gets sun most of the day, it will bloom till about Thanksgiving. Your days are getting shorter, and mandevilla is a what's called a long-day plant. It needs long days to blossom. So by moving it in a south-facing window where it gets plenty of sun, and get into the routine. It doesn't have to be every day, but every couple of days, spin the plant. So the side that's facing the window today, tomorrow is facing inside the room. And if the more you spin the plant, the more uniform the foliage will get sunshine, and the longer it's going to bloom. Now, if you've got a basement that stays cool, then you can put it in the basement and let it go dormant. I've done this with a 50-50 survival rate. Some years I'll put them in, they drop all their leaves, the plant goes dormant, and I just leave it in the furthest away from the furnace as possible, right on the floor, set the pot on the floor, not on top of a table, and you leave it there. And some years in the spring, I cut it back by 50%. I bring it upstairs in late March, mid-March, put it near a window, begin to water it and a little bit of fertilizer, and it comes right back. And some years, it doesn't survive. So I'm giving you the choice. If you're tight for room, try it in your basement. But remember, 50-50 chance. Thank you, Lorraine. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Jack on the line. Jack is calling about Montauk daisies.
Jack, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Sorry I missed you down at Seyon's here in Abington a couple of weeks ago. I had a wedding to go to. But
well,
I have some Montauk daisies that have, from the center, have fallen flat to the ground. There's plenty of foliage. It's all good. There's plenty of flowers. I just want to know if I could cut them, when to cut them, and how much.
Okay. Yours must be in bloom now, right?
They are, yes, sir.
Yeah. Mine are just beginning to bloom because I'm further north than you. They're beautiful right now.
Beautiful.
And they're loaded with flower buds, and there's a few here and there coming on it. So in the next couple of weeks, it'll be beautiful. The Montauk daisy is a very unique perennial. It's a perennial that will bloom during October and sometimes, depending on the weather, into November, and the frost does not kill it. It takes several good, hard frosts to kill the Montauk daisy. But it's a big daisy, about 3 inches in diameter, beautiful white, that blooms when there's nothing. So for those of you that have hardy mums, when your hardy mums are done blooming, the Montauk daisy is still in color. Now, there's a couple of things that you need to know about the Montauk. The Montauk daisy will get tall. And this year, with all the rain and all of the cloudy weather, they stretched for the light, which made them even taller. So this is what I want you to do. When you see that the leaves are pretty well knocked off of it, it's going to be early November. I want you to cut it back to about 18 inches and clean up the mess and throw the top into your compost pile. Now, as you cut it, you're going to see that the stems right now are covered with a silver-gray bud. And they are buds all the way up and down the stems. Those are your branches for next year, your bud branches for next year. But your plants are too tall now. Cut them to about 18 inches. And that way you can clean up the mess and you can get insects in off the plant. In April, you're going to take your Montauk daisy and you're going to cut it to 12 inches. Okay? Throw the rest of the plant away. Cut it to 12 inches. Now, on your calendar, I want you to write on the 4th of July, cut them in half. 4th of July, I cut mums that survived the winter in half. Tall growing sedums, you cut them in half. And the same with your Montauk daisy. And what's going to happen is this. Instead of your Montauk daisy getting taller and taller and taller, and then splitting in half and falling over, by you cutting it in half on the 4th of July, more buds develop on the plant. And it grows like a mushroom cap, closer to the ground, more rounded, and it does not fall. And instead of the plant getting to be 4 feet tall, it will be in the neighborhood of 2.5 to 3 feet. You'll double the amount of branches, which means you double the amount of flowers on the plant, but it does not break and fall apart. So remember, 4th of July, cut back your Montauk daisy, your tall sedum, and your mums that survived the winter. Thank you. Oh, the other thing that you can do in July when you take your Montauk daisy and you cut it in half, take all of the cuttings, cut them back to 6 inches, all of the tips, push them in the ground. Don't even need any rooting powder. So you take a 6-inch cutting, you pull 2 inches of leaves off the bottom, so you have a nice pencil-like stem, and then soften the soil with a trowel, push 3 or 4 cuttings together a couple inches apart, and you will have a brand new plant without rooting powder. Give them to friends, give them to neighbors, give them to family members. They'll love you. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Mary on the line, who's also calling out the Montauk daisy and also clematis.
Okay, Miriam, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
I was so glad to hear about the Montauk daisy because that you solved my problem there. And good. Also, this spring, I did plant some of the cuttings, and they're beautiful right there now. And they're also, so I will attest to the fact that, in fact, yes, the cuttings do come through. What I want to know is about the clematis. Can I cut that down? You know, it's kind of a mess right now.
For now, Miriam, just leave them alone, because right now you've got a nice stem that's sealed all the way around.
Oh,
and because the clematis would be sticking out of the snow, the wind would pull moisture out of that stem. In late March, early April, before the new growth starts, you can cut them back. And I've done that, and they love it. Again, you want to do it in the early spring. As soon as you feel like, oh, I think I want to go work outside today and, you know, get the beds ready, go outside. And I've taken clematis that were at the top of a light pole, and it was just a big mess of branches. You couldn't get any light out of the light pole. And I've taken those clematis, cut them down to a foot. And the first time I did it, I went, what the heck am I doing? And out of the ground came 10, 12 shoots, and I ended up with an even better looking clematis by doing it. But that's only done in the spring. The thing that you can do now, and again in the spring, clematis love a sweet soil. So that if you have any lime or Miracal in your tool shed, put some of that on it. If you've got a fireplace, when you clean it out, take the wood ash and throw the wood ash around your clematis plant and lilacs. The sweeter the soil, the better your lilacs are going to do. So if you've got a wood stove or a fireplace, when you clean it, take all those cinders and all of the wood ash, put it around your clematis, around your lilacs, and they'll grow better and they'll flower a lot more. 800-259-9231. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big saving. And Over the Top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plant Tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma. Are you tired of insects eating your trees and shrubs? Can't reach the top of those tall trees? Well, Bonide Products has the answer. Bonide Annual Tree and Shrub works systemically from the inside out and will prevent infestations on your trees and shrubs for up to 1 year with only one application right now. There's no spraying, just mix it in a bucket and pour it at the base of your trees or shrubs. The systemic insecticide gets absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant and will not wash off. That's Bonide.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
Hey, everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, and if your daily vitamin is in pill form, you're wasting a lot of your money. Put all that stuff away and call my friends at Choose for Health. They've created a unique chewable supplement that has 16 ingredients your body needs most: antioxidants, sea vegetables, and super fruit complexes. And being a chewable, it's more quickly absorbed into your system, not passed through it like all those pills you've been taking. Save yourself some money. Do what I did and get 16 useful ingredients in one product. You won't regret the decision. Call them today at 1-800-226-5970 or check them out online at orderchoose.com. That's 1-800-226-5970. And if you order now, Choose for Health is donating a percentage of your order to my mom's charity, the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. We like to call that Choose for Charity. Call now for your health and a great cause. 1-800-226-5970 or orderchoose.com. Thanks.
Good morning. And if we can help you with your garden and with your yard, I mean, this is the time of the year that we've got to, we can't sit in the house and watch the football game. Football game's later. Get up now, get outside, and let's get some yard work done. And if you're not quite sure what direction, call us, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You talk with Jared, he'll get you set up. He knows that winter's here because where he lives in Minnesota, he already had an inch of snow. It's melted. But he knows inside that, whoa, I better get moving because things are changing quickly. And the forecast for southern Maine, where I live, Thursday night and Friday is a 50% chance of snow. So guess where I'll be this afternoon? In the yard, putting the gardens to bed. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Ray on the line, who's calling about a Japanese maple.
Ray, good morning. How can we help you with your plant today?
Good morning. Yeah, I have the dwarf Japanese red maple that's shaped like an umbrella.
Great.
You know the type?
Yeah.
And the leaves are all on the ground now, the bottom. And I'd like to prune it. And when's the best time to prune that back?
Okay, you don't want to prune that tree until spring.
Right.
The reason is because the leaves are off the plant has gone dormant. And
no, it's still fully leaved.
Okay.
Completely.
Yeah. But you have to say to yourself, it's October.
Yeah.
And the plant, the energy that the plant is making now is used for, as is stored to be used when spring arrives.
I see.
In the spring and the summer, the energy that's made by the leaves are used to make new growth and to make the plant bigger and stronger. Right now, it's going reverse. Everything that's made is going down to the roots. So if you prune it now, especially a Japanese maple, which is more delicate than a regular Norway maple or a sugar maple,
yeah,
you're going to have some winter dieback because the tree cannot make a callus over the cut. So wait until early April. In early April, the leaves will be off, and it'll be easier for you to see what branches to prune to give you that nice umbrella shape.
Right. It's very hard to see now. Yeah.
It's very, very hard because I have one in my backyard, and it's so beautiful, and the leaves are all lacy that you can't see the stems.
Exactly, yeah.
So wait until April.
Where would you prune it? Where the little knob is that sends out another little stem in front of that?
If you look on the branches, the buds for next year are opposite each other, and you'll see they're kind of a reddish, kind of a burgundy color, and sometimes a really shiny, shiny brown. But right in front of a bud. So you don't have to go back to a joint where it, like a Y, where the branches will break to a Y. You can make it at the Y, or you can cut it just in front of a bud. But that's not something that you want to do until April. And then after you've pruned it, feed it. Get some plant tone fertilizer. Work it into the soil around the plant. And that way, that food can be absorbed into the roots in April. And then in May, when it makes the new growth, it's got extra food so that it can become even thicker and fuller and have brighter colored leaves for you. So prune in the spring, feed in the spring, and don't use hedge shears. Use pruners and cut each branch, taking your time to create the shape that you want on that plant. Ray, you have a great day. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Annie on the line, who's got a question about planting bulbs.
Annie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul.
Hi.
I'm ready to plant all my bulbs again, like I did last year. And the squirrel seemed to get a hold of them and just bite into them and eat them and take them away. And
okay.
I like to know what I'm planting, several different types of bulbs, the tulips, and also some into the lawn, some small flowers like crocuses.
Okay, when we come back from the break, I will give you some ideas what to do with the bulbs. And it's really easy and an awful lot of fun.